Hi there. Welcome to the Intentional Living Center live here today in Easter week. I was thinking about our program today and thinking about the story of Easter, the scriptural account of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And it made me think, if the story of Easter is real, why doesn't it seem to make a bigger difference in the life of his children? Or does it? What does Easter mean to you? What difference has Easter made in your life personally? We'd love to hear it.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's a counselor and coach, best-selling author, and your advocate for the family. The phones are live, and they're toll-free, and we'd love to talk to you. 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now from the studios of the Intentional Living Center in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Kurt, and appreciate you joining us here at the Intentional Living Center during this Passion Week, Easter Week. For those of us who are followers of Christ, it's a privilege to be able to be here to focus on Easter in terms of its significance. If you're not really deeply acquainted with the story, you sort of know that it has something to do with Christians and bunnies and eggs and all that, but never really heard the truth. It's a story that you can read about in the Bible. And if you turn to the New Testament in the Bible, for instance, in the book of John, and you can see there in the book of John the life of Christ and what Easter is all about, the fact that he came, he died for us, he was buried, and he arose again. We believe that. And I was just talking to Bill Ronnie in our studio here at Family Life Radio that if that is not true, if that reality is just a story and it's not true, then whatever we do here makes no sense whatsoever. We know that. It's by faith that we accept the truth of God's love through his son, Jesus Christ. And, you know, the greatest evidence of that, I believe, is in the life of a person changed as a result of Easter. So I would ask the question, what has Easter done in your life? The reality of Easter, the story of Easter, the reality of Christ. 888-888-1717 is my number. We'd love to have you join us today. You know, just a little bit ago, in fact, just an hour ago, we have chapel every Wednesday morning here with our staff. We get together and we pray together, and I get a chance to teach every couple weeks. And today I was just talking about the Easter story, and we were looking at some of the passages of the words of Christ in the book of John and his love for us and just doing some teaching. Then we pass the microphone around and ask some of the staff just to tell us what Easter means to them. What difference has it made? And with their permission, here's just two or three that shared with us just an hour ago, in fact, in our chapel.
What does Easter mean to you? What has God done as a result of Easter in your life?
It's simply absolutely the assurance. For me, it's not a hope. It's an assurance because he did rise. That grave is empty. And that makes a difference in the way I live.
Christ did not die for me symbolically. He died for me literally. When he died for me, God made a judicial decision that anyone that would step forward and accept what Christ had done for him by faith, God made a judicial decision that person would have eternal life.
That Easter is not just lilies and warm fuzzies, but it's the passion of the Christ. And I think that's why that movie was so popular, because it really depicted the reality of what Jesus went through. And so Easter for me is the reality of Jesus' sacrifice for me. And when you come to grips with the reality of what Jesus did, that makes the reality of the life that we can live in him so much more impactful.
My in-laws are Messianic believers, so they celebrate the Passover Seder. That's an interesting word picture, symbolic look at that covering of the blood over the doorpost and the passing of the angel of death over that house. It's not that God sees it and then steps away from that house. It's that God is a protection of that home against the angel of death. And so Christ is that same protection for us, just kind of an example of his blood was shed for us and poured over that doorpost of our own souls to protect us from death.
He who is worthy was made worthless, so I who am worthless can be made worthy.
The mic passed around here just about an hour ago in our chapel. We get together in our family room, which is just next door. It's part of our Intentional Living Center. And every Wednesday I get together with the staff and we pray together and share some scripture. And today pass the mic around and talk about Easter. Kind of special time for the staff. I thought we'd just bring it in here and share it with you today as well. Our lines are full. You're welcome to come and join us and tell us what difference it's made in your life. Easter, the reality of it. 888-888-1717. Okay, let's go here. We're going to start with, well, we'll get to Barbie here in just a moment. As you call, again, 888-888-1717. You know, during Passion Week, when Christ came into Jerusalem, he came out of Bethany. He came down to the Mount of Olives. He dropped down the hill there. Those of you who've been in that region of the world, like my wife and I have been, he dropped down into the Garden of Gethsemane through the Kidron Valley and then up to the city of Jerusalem. And this was the passage that Jesus took to come into the city. He's now in the city in this last week, and the disciples are starting to get the fact that he's going to go. You know, this guy we've been following, been teaching, we thought maybe he was going to set up some sort of a earthly kingdom. He's been telling us otherwise, but we didn't get it. Now he's saying, I'm going to go away. And they were deeply troubled, and I love the words of Christ in John 14 where he says, hey, guys, don't let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. In other words, I would have just given you the facts. But I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And the truth of that, those verses in John 14, is that at this very moment, Christ is preparing a place for those of us who are his children. That we take by faith. Easter revolutionized the world. Okay, Barbie's in Arizona. Barbie, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you.
How has Easter made a difference in your life?
Well, the Easter, my husband first asked me to marry him on an Easter Sunday, and he told me he loved me, and I went to church with him. And he also witnessed to me, and he witnessed to me right after Easter, and I said, what are you doing? You going to the preacher and tell him my problem? Because he would witness it to me, and then the preacher would preach exactly what I needed for that Sunday.
Hmm. So you went on Easter Sunday, and this was sort of hearing the truth? Was it early, first time you've really heard the whole story?
No, I have been going to church ever since I was a little girl.
So what difference has Easter made in your life?
Well, the resurrecting Christ, he gives me a peace in my heart. And even though I have trials and tribulations, they diagnosed me for cancer a few years back. And then later on, I found that I didn't have cancer. They diagnosed me with breast cancer, and they removed the breast. And then later on, I found out that they put a BB on there to find out where the cancer was. And the cancer supposedly was the same size of the BB. And the Lord showed me, Barbara, you didn't even have cancer. It was just a doctor's diagnosis. And I had several nervous breakdowns because I wasn't giving my heart to the Lord and giving it over to him. But I went through depression, a deep, deep depression. And the Lord showed me that no matter what I look like on the outside, God can cleanse me on the inside and be my Lord and be my Savior.
And that is the story, no matter what trail we're on. Thank you, Barbie. Appreciate it. Let's go to Auburn Hills, Michigan. Mary, what difference has Easter made in your life?
Are you familiar with this singer and author, Michael Card?
Yes.
Yes. He had said one time when I saw him in concert, if Easter isn't everything to you, then it means nothing at all.
That's
so profound. I've done some intentional things, as cook Easter Sunday breakfast for years, but when he said that, I never forgot it.
Well, that's the truth. And Mary, thank you for sharing that, because if Easter isn't a reality, everything that we believe, let's face it, is a waste of time. It really is. I mean, we're intelligent enough people to know that. It is by faith that we accept that Easter, that the reality of Christ. But we also, beyond just, a faith that doesn't have any sense of hope or reality, we see it in the lives of changed people around us. And that gives us hope as well. That's why your story of what Easter has done in your life is so meaningful today.
Through your Intentional Living program, I just turned everything over to the Lord, and the amount of peace that He has brought me through this and the healing has been tremendous. And just seeing God for who He is and realizing that we have a choice in how we deal with these things.
I would intentionally do every day what God is asking me to do. I just pray. And I'm learning to reorganize my finances. I'm being obedient, and He's giving me a new career path. It's all by God's grace.
Yeah, I just want to thank you because you made me intentional. I mean, you suggested so much. I listened on the way home, and, you know, you made me realize that, you know, you got to try. You got to focus on various things and strive for that.
You know, just before Christ was arrested, he prayed, and he prayed first for himself in John 17. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may also glorify you. And then he prayed for his disciples, John 17:6, same chapter. He says, I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. And then the good news, same chapter, he prayed thirdly about us in this 21st century. Verse 20, he says, I do not only pray alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. See, will, the future tense, those who are yet to believe, those beyond when Christ was here on the planet, those who will believe. He prayed for you and for me at that point. And that's a powerful truth from Scripture today. It really is. Okay, let's go to Silvani in Arizona. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, good. What difference has the reality of Easter made in your life?
It's a huge difference. I have power, and the only reason I have it is because Jesus died and He rose again. And because of that, I have the Holy Spirit indwelling in me. And I have all the power that Jesus has given me to overcome Satan in my life, in my child's life. I have power to overcome every demonic force and stronghold. Jesus made us so powerful through His resurrection. And that power is just as real and as living as He is right now. We just have to exercise that power and stand on it.
Well, He promised to His disciples there in John 14, he says to them, follow my commandments and keep them. He who does loves me. And then He goes on to talk about the new counselor that He would send, the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance of all the things that I have said. And so Jesus was preparing His disciples to say, I'm going to be gone. I'm going through this Easter. He didn't, at that point, they didn't know what that all meant, but He was going to die and be buried, and He would arise again. But He also prepared them to know that the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, would be sent as a counselor, that today, as followers of Christ, Silvani, you're absolutely right, we have the power of the Holy Spirit within us, and that is a supernatural thing. It's a humbling thing to know that God reveals Himself still through us, and the Holy Spirit is here to teach us, instruct us, to hold us accountable, to convict us of sin, and all the things that the Spirit does as we remain sensitive to Him. All right, Silvani, thank you for sharing today. We're thinking about Easter. Has the reality of Easter made a difference in your life in any really practical, tangible way? How has it? 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. And since you're listening to a program about Easter today, have you thought about making faith your intentional one thing challenge? Marlena, Lisa, Heather, and Susan have all committed to reading their Bible every day. And Pat, Cecilia, Stacy, and Karrison have all committed to spend time in prayer every day. Is there something you can do to strengthen your faith? Join the Intentional One Thing Challenge today and we'll pray for you. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Coming up, Dr. Randy talks to more listeners about Easter. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
So, you have plans this weekend?
Yeah, we're getting together again with our small group.
You guys are meeting all the time. Our group hasn't met in quite a while. What are you doing to keep people coming?
We did a great study called Loving Your Marriage, and now we're doing another study on parenting. They're so good, we can't miss it.
Where did you find that stuff? We kind of went week to week in our group. Not a lot of direction or substance.
There's a whole list of resources at theintentionallife.com.
Maybe I'll check it out.
Or get the whole group and choose your next study together.
Great idea. I have to make some phone calls.
Our smartphones. They've pretty much become an extension of our bodies. We don't go anywhere without them.
Hello?
So why not use that smartphone to help you lead an intentional life? Join thousands of people on Facebook who've committed to living an intentional life. Share your story or be inspired by someone else's. Or follow Dr. Randy and get your encouragement in 140 characters or less on Twitter. Find us on Facebook when you search Intentional Living. And if you want to follow Dr. Randy on Twitter, just search for the IL Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Join me for the next Love Your Marriage Night. We're going to talk about those type of things that make your marriage better and stronger. It'll be fun, interactive, and very practical.
Fall in love all over again at the Love Your Marriage Night with Dr. Randy Carlson. Coming to Lubbock June 6th, Roswell June 7th, and Albuquerque June 8th. The Love Your Marriage Night with Dr. Randy Carlson. Register at theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open at 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners, just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. You know, Randy, spring is a great time to visit the desert and the Intentional Living Center. Can our listeners get a tour and maybe catch a live radio show?
Oh, absolutely. It'd be helpful to call in advance, but you're welcome to stop by if you're ever near our Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, passing by or visiting or in the area, come and pay us a visit. Love to have you see what God is doing and see all the cool things that we have. God's given us for ministry here. You know, during the break there, you heard about the upcoming Love Your Marriage Nights here in the spring of 2014, spring and summer, actually. We're excited about getting together for these date nights. This is for couples, married couples. Come on out. Maybe you're engaged and thinking of being married. To learn about marriage. We're going to have a lot of fun. It'll be very practical. It's a great night. Leave the kids, get someone to watch the kids and come on out and maybe even talk about the kids a little bit as well, because that's a part of making a strong marriage work, is to have a strong marriage so you can be the parent you need to be. And again, it'll be in Lubbock on Friday night, June 6th, Roswell, Saturday, June 7th, Albuquerque, Sunday night, June 8th. And so you pick your spot and come and join us. My wife, Donna, and I, and some of our team will be there. You can get your tickets today by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And I'm going to make it a point to intentionally practice my Step 11 in the AA program to improve our conscious contact with God, praying only for the knowledge of His will and the power to carry that out. And I'm going to make it intentional to follow Christ better.
Lately, I realized that I'm not going to ever believe the lie that I can't turn back to God. No matter what I've done, I am intentionally always going to turn back to God and always pray to Him and always give it back to Him.
My fear is of taking that full step, dedicating myself fully to God and being intentionally with Him and doing all the things that one should do for Him. My biggest fear is I want to do that, but I can't seem to pull myself to do it.
I just want to make a decision to intentionally try to get closer to God, and I hope God will intentionally protect me and take care of me and save me.
You know, He will. There are certain things we don't have to hope. We just know. There's certain things we just know. And the reality is, We know that God loves us. We know that he sent his son for us. We know that he arose from the grave, and we know that he will take us into all of eternity with him. And that gives us hope, doesn't it? It's through that those facts, that reality that we accept by faith, that we have hope moving forward. I know that doesn't resonate in the mind or heart of everybody listening today. It may sound like ridiculousness. And I think prior to Christ, pre-Christ, before you come to him, many times that's exactly what all of us experienced until we saw that there's a reality in this, experienced it, and saw what God has done. That's powerful. Okay, Easter, Raina, welcome. How are you today?
Oh, good.
Good.
Fine.
Do you have big plans for Easter?
Just church. I don't know if there's going to be anything, you know, festivities or whatever, you know.
Yeah, the church is, this is Christmas and Easter crowd. There'll be a lot of people filling churches. I know our service, we normally have two, and I think we have four this Sunday. You know, all the folks show up that come once a year. But we're glad they're coming because they can hear the truth. But tell me, what difference has Easter made in your life, Raina?
It's been everything for me. The resurrection, it's meant everything. I grew up in the church, and I was baptized at 16. But it wasn't too long till I started going out into the world and not going to church. And I was drinking, and there was just a lot of wreckage in my life. And I came back to the Lord in 2009, and it's just changed my life so much. Mm. And people have noticed the change in me, and I've noticed a change, and it's just been wonderful. And I ask God each morning to, you know, to do with me what he will. And I ask him to put people in my life so I can share, you know, the gospel and about Jesus, and or to put me in their path, you know. And I just can't tell you, it's so wonderful. And I'm 64, and I just want to share to people, you know, share this to people that it is never too late. It's never too late. You know,
very true.
And I went through some guilt about, oh, why didn't I come back sooner, and things like that. But God helped me with that, you know. And I think he can use that wreckage in my life for good, you know, because maybe I can help someone else that went through the same thing. You know?
Well, you did today. You helped encourage people. No, it's never too late. It's real. And Raina is a story, another example of the reality of Easter. Thank you, Raina. Scott is joining
us
from Rossville, Georgia. Hi, Scott.
How you doing, sir?
Good. Is Easter real?
Yes, sir. It is more real than anything I know.
Tell us about it. What difference has it made in your life?
Well, coming to the realization of a risen Savior has given me the victory over cancer.
Mm. And, is that a recent? Is that recent?
Yes, sir. I was diagnosed on the 3rd of July last year and was released by my doctors on October this year,
wow.
Or last year.
How has all this made a difference in your life, going through this process in terms of your relationship with Christ?
It's given me a peace beyond understanding, and it has released me of any fear that I ever had.
Yeah, prior to that, was there fear when you first got this before you really dealt with your relationship with Christ on this?
I was scared all the time about my bills, about my health, about everything. Mm-hmm. And Christ let me know that there was nothing to be afraid of because he lives.
Amen. Well, thank you, Scott, and we wish for you the very best. And as you continue to use your health that he's given you today to witness and share for someone who will come to Christ tomorrow. Because ultimately, we know our goal is to serve him every day that we have in our generation. We get about, as I told the staff, if you do the math, we get about 27,000 days on the planet. And some are shorter and some are longer. God works in people's lives differently. But boy, it's coming down to being faithful every day. And that is a reality of Easter.
If you and I want to live obediently to Christ, intentionally for Him, we want to know His will, I guess the message here is to get into His Word and read what it has to say about marriage, about work, about finances, about the decisions that you're trying to make. To understand God's will is to begin in His Word. And as you diligently search for Scripture, for His will, for whatever it is, the dilemma you're facing, the questions you're facing, the decisions you're facing, you're going to find that the Bible will spell out the divine principles that will apply to your circumstances so that you can apply them by obedience directly to your life. I think perhaps the consummate scripture on God's will comes from Romans 12:2. And for good reason. It says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and to prove what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will."
That is this month's teaching that you just got a clip of, going out to members all around the country. And it has to do with finding God's will. Next month, I just finished recording this week the session for next month, and it has to do with the topic of the purpose of pain. You know, one of the big obstacles of keeping people from Christ is, if God is such a loving God, why is there so much pain in the world? How do we deal with that intentionally? That's a fair question, by the way. And we'll answer that next month, to talk about pain and the difference, how pain can make a difference in your life positively. But anyway, as a member of the support family, your support allows us to be on the air. If you're not a member today, come join us. Just call this number and say, "Hey, I'd like to be a member. Hey, I'd like to join." Or go online and join in support as a monthly member. Every month, a brand new CD coming out, and you'll be a part of the Intentional Living family. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or during business hours, call 888-888-1717 and press the number 3 on the phone. There, it'll take you to our ministry staff. On this day, we're talking about Easter. Here's a message of hope. Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." If you'd like to read more about taking that first one step in your life, come to our website. Go to theintentionallife.com. On the tabs, go to resources and drop down to my first one thing booklet. It's free. It's for you. Check it out. And on this Easter, and for those of you hearing this re-aired on the Easter day and over the weekend, happy Easter, and I hope you know Christ personally. God bless you. We'll see you next time.